Yeah, all in good form now. All the preparation is done, and just dying to get on with it now.
Yeah, it must be very exciting for you, and you've got some great mounts to look forward to. But we are going to discuss the horse you're riding for Paul Nicholls, currently the anti-post favourite for the Betfred Cheltenham Gold Cup. That is Silvianarco Conti. Oh, I've got to say, Noel has been very impressive in both the Betfred Chase and the King George as well.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic season so far. He was very impressive in the Betfair and again, very impressive in the King George. And he's been put away and trained for the Gold Cup again since then. And yeah, his preparation's gone very well. He hasn't missed a beat, so he's spot on. Paul Nicholls couldn't be happier with him.
And do you think, Noel, is coming into the race this year better prepared?
I think he's coming into the race in better form than he was last year. When you look back at it, he probably didn't finish his race off in the Betfair last year, and he finished third behind Q-Card. He won the King George, and then you know he got beat in the Gold Cup. But he's probably in better form this year. He's put up better performances in the Betfair and the King George, and I think he's a much better horse this year.
And looking at the horses, what are entering the race, is there any big dangers at all? What you find?
Well, they're all obviously very good horses, and they're all entitled to be there. But I think Silvianarco Conti holds the best form, and if he produces his Betfair or his King George run on the day, I think he's going to be very hard to beat.
And how is it to ride Noel as a jockey? Is he fairly straightforward?
Yeah, he's a very straightforward horse. Whatever happens, he's very straightforward. There's loads of pace on you can follow. He showed in the King George he can make his own running, and to make all in the King George is a very difficult thing to do, and he did it and jumped the last like a fresh horse. So he's very very straightforward horse to ride.
And as a jockey, how excited is it to be riding such a talented horse?
Oh, it's fantastic. Horses like him are very hard to find, and you know when you get on one like him, you don't half appreciate it.
And looking at your other mounts as well, would you say he's your best mount of the festival?
Yeah, obviously he's the big one. He's the big hope, and I think he's come into the race in obviously very good form, but I've got a couple of other nice rides, Zach Kander in the World Hurl, Activial in the Carl Cup, or just a couple. I got some others as well, and it'd be great if we could get a couple of winners during the week. It'd be fantastic.